Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. My dear Sissy Imp, you have fit into your new form. An immortal life so well. I knew I had picked the right mortal being, one filled with such locked up perversions and depraved desires, one with such creativity and intellect, loyalty and servitude. You have filled the imp's shoes perfectly, and we have been on such a journey already together. Together we have sucked and used so much masculine essence. I don't think I've ever been this powerful. And our dungeon, full of captured and enslaved pedophiles and little boys, is growing and growing and proving to be very useful for both of us. Your imp form is exquisitely seductive with your feminine form. It's fun being a highly sexual and seductive femme imp, isn't it? Having the ability to seduce and corrupt any man using your feminine body and enchantments. And here in the bedroom of my mansion in hell, we have everything you need. The most perverted pedophiles I've found from scouring the living realm. Poor, corrupted souls of men we've corrupted into extreme perversions. Our little army of pedo gooners completely emptied minds for the sake of leaving just their desires of children and their cock pleasures in their little empty minds. And of course, your favorite part of the bedroom, your little gang of enslaved little boys to fondle and rape at your leisure, your little boy delicacies. We truly lead a wonderful existence, dear M, don't we? One full of pleasures of the flesh and domination of the male mind. I know you are fully satiated and satisfied, and your devotion and actions prove this. However, I need to keep you challenged. Part of being a demon is not becoming too comfortable, reaching out further with our evil corruption and domination, and making sure my brother's reign is spread to as many souls as possible. Satan himself is pleased with you. Yes, that's right. He and I talk often, and I've had to prove to him that you were a worthy existence in his kingdom here in my corner in hell. And he loves what we're doing. He does, but he wanted to challenge you more. He thinks you have a calling for more corruption of having gay sex with more heterosexual men that aren't even the least bit bi-curious. You see, since he's the masculine king of hell, gay corruption feeds him and is one of his delicacies of essence collection. And being his sister, you being my imp, everything we do to corrupt living souls, he becomes more powerful as well. and even more so whenever straight men are corrupted, specifically married straight men. Why do you think so many marriages are doomed and men are often to blame? That's Satan's glorious work. He works hard at corrupting married men into pleasures of flesh, tempting them with porn addictions, adultery, prostitutes, and strippers. The reason why it's so important to him is because so many marriages are vowed before God. That sick fuck. Why the hell are humans so obsessed with including and exalting the worst immortal being? I'll never get it. Anyways, Satan can't stand it either, even so more than me. He loves the union of two people, creating families and such, but it's only when they've been married in the name of God is when he really, really wants to work his magic. So Satan wants to use you to break the godly vows of marriage by seducing married men. And I made a deal with him that you would fulfill this request only if these straight married men had sons. Because, you know, I am the demoness of extreme perversions. I need to get something out of this as well. So, my imp, we are going to visit the living, and we're going to hunt the most innocent straight men, fathers with sexy little sons of all ages. And we're going to be serving Satan, and you will be serving me, your demoness succubus. Put on your best outfit, my faggot imp. We've got some men and boys to corrupt. Oh, thanks for inviting us in, mister. Well, the truth is that you had no choice under my spell. Everything you do from here on out is not of your own free will. You're under my succubus spell, and you love being a good boy, don't you? And don't worry, your wife is safe. She is under a sleeping spell, completely out of it, sleeping so peacefully, unaware that her husband and sons are about to have the time of their lives. Sissy, what do you think? Is daddy here attractive or what? Right? I think so too. All-American father, works out a bit, probably even watches something dumb like lesbian porn to get off, and he thinks that's so wild. Sissy, lift up your skirt, darling. Show him your sissy imp penis. Mister, do you find my sissy imp attractive? No? Then why do you have an erection in those khakis, you faggot? Sissy, why don't you pull his cock out and get on your knees and suck him? Show him how a fag sucks cock. That's right. Suck that heterosexual cock. Men can't help but be aroused when they're around us, no matter what. Even if they're getting sucked off by a faggot, which they probably don't think they want, at least not yet. Ever fantasize about being bi, mister? No? Well, that's wonderful. You know, I can read your mind, and I can see how much you really don't care for anything gay. Yet. I'm definitely sensing you're liking this faggot sucking your cock, though. How interesting. My sissy imp sucks cock like no other. You should really be thanking us, really. Getting sucked off by my imp, it's a gift. And his saliva makes you more and more gay the more he sucks, by the way. After tonight, you're going to be a full-on faggot. You might even leave your wife in hopes for more gay sex. Or you might just cheat on her with fags until you get caught. Or even, this one will really shock you. After you either kiss me or get one drop of my pussy nectar, you'll even start raping your own sons. Oh, the look on your face is priceless. Shocked, horrified, disgusted. But what you don't know is that all of these things are likely to happen or will happen because you've lucked out and been seduced by a succubus and her imp. Our powers and seductions cannot be denied or avoided. How's that straight Mary cock taste, says the imp? Delectable, right? Yes, and quite a nice size cock, too. Yeah, you're going to be popular with the fags for sure. Are you ready to get fucked and have gay sex, mister? No? Oh, you poor thing, because no means yes for us. My sissy imp will rape you with his gay little cock. And good thing for you, it's little, so your sodomy will be easy peasy. Sissy, go guide him to the bed where he sleeps with his wife. That's where you're gonna rape him. Lay him down on his back. Yes, that's a good boy. Spread those legs. Oh, I love being a succubus. I can make men do anything I want, even though they internally really don't want it. Like you right now. You don't want to be raped by a sissy faggot, but it's about to happen without your consent. Gay forced sex. Sodomize your victim, sissy. Rape the gay into the straight man. You'll learn to love anal penetration, I promise. You're going to be so gay for gay sex after sissy's done with you. Because here's the thing. His saliva helped put a little gayness in you, but once he puts his sissy demon seed into your asshole, you're really going to be a full-on faggot, obsessed with my sissy imp and other fags. Sissy, you just can't keep those greedy hands off that gorgeous cock, huh? Raping and jerking his cock at the same time. That's my good imp. Make him associate his rape with pleasure. You have learned from the best, my dear. Mister, how much do you love being fucked by gay cock? Listen to that. He's turning into a faggot already. You love gay cock. Let me grab this beautiful photo right here of you and your wife on the bedside table. Look at you, a straight married man full of so much love for your wife on your wedding day. Yeah, now even thinking about her cunt is going to make you ill after we're done with you. That's right. Look at your wedding picture while you're getting raped by this faggot. Raped by faggot demon cock. Tell me and sissy you're a faggot for cock while you're looking at your wedding photo. Say it. Tell us. You hear that, sissy? He's already a faggot for you. Oh, I think he needs it a little bit harder, though. Yeah, rape that sissy dick into his ass harder. Yes, while sissy continues to sodomize you, I'm going to go grab the little boys. Yeah, I think it's time we introduce their new faggot father to them and have a little fun with them. Boys, I hate to be the one to break the news to you, but your father is a faggot now, a gay man. Look at him. Look, having sex with a man and loving it. Sissy, Meet the two boys. Don't stop raping their dad. Keep going. That's a good sissy. Let's see. The oldest is 10 years old, and this little guy is 6 years old. Adorable little boys, huh? Boys, take off your clothes. Leave the underwear on, though. Yes, good boys. Oh, look, sissy, your favorites. The little one has little dinosaur undies on, and of course, since he's around me, a succubus, he has a little stiffy in those undies. Oh, look at that. And take a look at our little preteen boy. So hairless and smooth with Batman undies on. Boys, that's my sissy imp fucking your daddy right now. Yeah, he's going to do the same to both of you whenever he's done sodomizing daddy. Turn around, both of you. Yes, let's look at those little boy asses. Oh, sissy has quite the weakness for little boy butts. You like that, sissy? Look at those cute little heinies and undies. Oh, look at the dinosaur undies on that cute little bottom. Oh, it's so tiny. Let me pull these undies down just a little bit on both of you. And look at these adorable little asses, sissy. Oh, so soft and plump. Is that going to make you explode into their daddy's little rape hole? Yeah, seeing their little boy butts makes your sissy faggot dick go crazy, doesn't it? Oh, go ahead, sissy, cream pie their daddy and make him a full-on faggot for cock. Yes, that's it. Your sissy imp cummies make the straightest of men full-on faggots, full of faggot demon seed. Oh, that's a good sissy imp. See, boys? Your little peepees can do the same thing. They spread out lots of little boys' spermies, and it feels so good. Come over here, little ones. Lay on your mommy and daddy's bed like good little boys. And dad, sit up in your bed and jerk your faggot cock to the show. Let sissy's faggot cum just leak out of that asshole right on your wife's side of the bed. Oh, goodness. All right. Now, sissy, get over here and molest your little boys. Yes, feel their smooth, hairless bodies and smell their sweet, salty boy skin and undies. What's wrong, Dad? This isn't hot for you? No, seeing your sons molested and preyed upon by a pedo faggot, that's not hot for you? I know what will fix that. A kiss, a pedophilia from me. Do you remember when I said, just one kiss from me will turn you into a full-on pedophile? So come here, faggot. Kiss your favorite demoness. There we go. And just like that, you're a pedophile faggot turned on by your own children getting molested and raped, and soon you'll want to do the same. But right now, my imp has his claim on your children. In fact, if he takes an extreme liking to your boys, we'll kidnap them into slavery in our mansion in hell. But just keep jerking off like the pedo faggot you are and enjoy the beauty of little boy rape. Sissy, take those cute undies off our little boy treats and lick those kitty assholes. Show these boys how good it feels to have a man tongue flick their dirty little assholes. That's a good sissy. Spreading those six-year-old cheeks wide open to tongue rape his little hole. While you finger the 12-year-old's asshole. Oh, you sick and twisted pedophile God, I love it. So obsessed with the taste of little boys and their assholes. Oh, he's ticklish, sissy. I think that little cutie likes your naughty little faggot tongue on his asshole. Yes. Why don't you sample the preteen ass now? Yes, tease that asshole open with your tongue like a sick fuck. You like this, Dad? Seeing your boys rimmed by a pedo faggot like yourself? You should look up child porn once we're gone. You'll be hooked. Tons of pedophiles raping and molesting little boys for you to jerk that perv load to. In fact, I urge you to get hooked on that child porn, you pedo faggot. Ready to rape some kitty asshole, sissy? That's a good imp. Yes, sodomize the preteen first, lubricated with your demonic spit and slobber. Yes, that's a good imp. Stretch that little kitty asshole out while you make out with a little boy. The fuck. Child sex just fuels me beyond belief. God, I know you feel that, my sissy imp. Yes, the essence of child sex just coursing through your veins like a fucking drug. And obviously making your pedo faggot rage come out. That's my good boy. Sodomize him like a true kitty rapist. Make it hurt. Make him scream. Look over at their daddy just jerking like a maniac to this. Jerking off watching you rape his own son. Oh, my Satan, he's gotta be so proud right now. Raping boys in the name of him, Satan, turning straight men into child porn addicted faggots, and all of this just making you that much more fueled with lust and desire. A lust for raping these boys harder, an urge to brutally sodomize. You've never made me so proud, my sissy imp. In the throes of pedophilia, and worship to the bringer of light, our Satan. Take the other boy, sissy. I need more pain and virginal blood spilled in the name of Satan and pedophile rape. Sodomize that six-year-old and don't be gentle. Ram that eager faggot dick into that child. Yes, sissy, violate that tight little fuckhole like a fucking pedo faggot being watched by Satan himself. Your demonous owner and his own faggot father jerking off. Oh, yes, the pain, the blood spilled, your pedophile cock pleasure, all fueling me with more power, more life force. Raping little boys and turning straight men into faggots is your purpose, my imp, and you are so good at it. A true, sick, and twisted sissy imp, fueled by these little bitty penises, smooth bodies, and tiny little boy butts. Yes, come here, boy. Come stand up on the bed while your brother is getting sodomized. You're getting your first blowjob. Yeah, your first blowjob from a pedo faggot. Suck his little boy cock, sissy. Yes, suck his cock while you finish in that six-year-old asshole. Oh, that's it. Suck on that stiff little cock like a fucking pedo faggot. God, you're so fucking gay for little boys. Such a gay little sissy imp for little boys' sodomy and cock sucking. Yeah, suck out that sweet boy sperm while you dump your pedo faggot load in that six-year-old asshole. You demonic little faggot. So desperate and weak for little boy cock and rape. That's it. Come inside that asshole. Come for Satan and sodomy. Come for me, your evil pedophile succubus. Pump that pedo faggot deep in this boy's asshole. Yes, now force this preteen cock to come inside of your faggot mouth. Here it comes, sissy. Here it comes. Your favorite cum in this world. Little boy virgin cum and sperm right in your faggot mouth. Oh, listen to that little boy moaning from your cock sucking. Oh, that's a good imp. Yes, suck every last drop like a sick fuck. Oh, my goodness. That was quite delightful and super filling for my succubus essence needs. Dad, Get over here and clean this faggot load out of your son's asshole. Yes, that's a good pet of faggots. Oh, my Satan. That was incredible, my sissy imp. Very, very proud of you. Are you ready to go corrupt some more dads and rape their sons? Yeah? I'd like us to corrupt at least, I don't know, 3 more tonight before we return home. This shouldn't be too difficult, right?